In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. May the name of the Lord be praised forever and ever. From the rising of the sun to the setting, may the name of God be praised. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we honor you. Father, send the Holy Spirit upon us, the Spirit of promise, that Spirit that magnifies Jesus, that Spirit that magnifies Jesus. Let me tell you about the 13th of October, that was yesterday. On the 13th of October, we celebrate in the church, even though it is not a feast, the final apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. I want to tell you that Our Blessed Mother was the great prophetess that came in the early 1900s to warn the world, And everything she said came about. Everything she said. She appeared to three little children, to Jacinta, Francesco, and Lucia. And she told them that the war that was going on, that World War I, would come to an end. But if people did not pray and do penance, there would be a greater war, and there would be a great light in the sky. She forecasted the Second World War. The Second World War. Her whole thing was that Russia would spread her errors to the world. Imagine. We used to pray as little children for Russia. Now we're praying for the United States, that Jesus Christ and his cross might be exalted in the United States, because Russia has spread her errors to the United States through socialism. We know that socialism doesn't work, but Russia has spread her errors. And if we think Russia is ended, we're wrong. On the 13th of October, she told people to gather to pray. And as they were praying the rosary, she said that there was going to be a sign that everybody would see. And so they all gathered, thousands and thousands. You can Google this and you can see what happened. It was pouring rain, and the people came, all the peasants came to worship God as they prayed the rosary, the mysteries of Jesus' death, the agony in the garden, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross, the death of Jesus. And as they were praying the rosary, she pointed to the sun, and the sun started to spin, and it started to come toward the earth. And everybody thought it was the end of the world. And it started coming forward toward the people, and the people were crying out for mercy from God. And then the sun went back to its place. And when it went back to its place, everyone was dry. Not one drop. It had been pouring. You Google it. You Google it. You watch what happened. It's on YouTube. I want to tell you about Fatima, that I believe that Our Blessed Mother was the prophetess at Fatima. I don't know about the rest of the ones that all these apparitions, but I'm sure about Fatima. I'm sure about Fatima, because you know what? What she said came about. And Russia has spread her errors to our great country through socialism, through a socialistic president. I want to say one thing. Her message has not changed. She told us in Fatima that the heart of Jesus would finally conquer, but that people needed to repent and pray. And I'm going to tell you that in 2010, I don't think too many people think that we need to repent. And yet we are, in our own country, in need of Jesus Christ more than we've ever needed him. And yet the last thing we hear is the gathering to pray and to repent. I want to thank God for people like Lou Engel, Protestant man, charismatic Pentecostal man, who calls people and young people to pray and to fast. He doesn't believe in Fatima, but you know what? He's following the message of Fatima. We as Catholics have heard that message. We don't have to believe it, but we don't do it. Isn't it interesting that if we don't do it, God will get other people to do it? She called for fasting and prayer for the sake of God's people, for the sake of the peace of the nations. And I'm going to tell you, my friends, we are in a dilemma. The United States is in the balance between God and the devil. And our prayer and our fasting and our calling out for mercy means everything. This great country of ours was the country that we could at one time proclaim the gospel. We could proclaim it in the schools. We could proclaim it every place. It was a place of freedom. The cross could be proclaimed on the middle of the street. When we were children, we could proclaim it in the schools. We could proclaim it in the hospitals. All that is gone. They have taken away the proclamation of Jesus Christ from many places. We have become a socialistic, communistic, anti-Christ nation. I thank God that some people have heard from God, not through our Blessed Mother, but from God, that they pray and fast for this great nation, that they call a 40-day fast and pray for this great nation, that the cross of Jesus would be triumphant again, and that men and women would come to worship God in spirit and in truth. You see, I'm telling you that we just think it's just, you know, it's like my question is, where are the bishops? Do they see what I see? Do they see we are on the brink of disaster? They meet together. All these bishops, they have the fullness of the priesthood. I do not doubt that. But what do they see? Are they only interested in their own diocese? I don't know. Or are they interested in being the apostles who proclaim the prophetic message that the United States is in the balance between God and the devil? This great country was formed as a covenanted country. This great country was formed one nation under God. This great country was formed by our founding fathers as a country of freedom under the cross. I'm telling you, this is reality. This is reality. But now we have deviated from the cross. We have deviated from the blood of Jesus. We have deviated from the gospel. We have deviated from the blessing of God. For there is a blessing to do what God has called us to do, to be a nation under God. We have struck the name of Jesus out. We have changed history. Revisionists Now, when we celebrate Thanksgiving, the children will learn, oh, the pilgrims did not thank God. They thanked the Indians. Or they thanked the men, the Native Americans, because we want to be politically correct. They strike the name of Jesus out of Christmas now. Do you know that Halloween is the second biggest holiday, money-making holiday in the United States? Christmas is the first. Halloween, pagan holiday. It is to celebrate the feast of darkness and the feast of death. Oh, yes, Halloween. And yet, you will find churches that they will have goblins and devils that will be going to Mass on the day before All Saints' Day. People don't know what they're playing with. This is so sad. Like, we do not know our left hand from our right when it comes to the things of God. That's pathetic. Halloween is a pagan holiday. No one needs to tell me it's that miserable pagan holiday. You can feel it in the air. I thank God for the 1st of November, the Feast of All Saints. Let me tell you a story. This is a real story. This happened in my presence. It was many, many years ago, I'd say 15 years ago. I was with somebody who had been ritually abused. We went to Bugaboo Creek to have dinner. And people were dressed up, and the person freaked out. We did not have dinner. We brought the person in the car, and we prayed for hours. At the moment when the clock struck 12, everything was over. She was back to herself. She's doing so much better now. But I'm telling you, if nothing convinced me, it was that when the clock struck 12, we didn't even know the clock struck 12, but when it all stopped, we looked at our watches, and it was 12 o'clock. It was the Feast of All Saints' Day. Oh, yes, Salem will be buzzing around, making millions of dollars and messing up people's minds as they delve into the occult. And there's not a word that's spoken, not a word that's spoken. No one speaks about this. No one says anything about it. I warn the people. You know, if the people don't do it, it's none of my business. At least I warn the people. I tell the people this is a pagan holiday. When they start to celebrate Good Friday, I'll celebrate their pagan holiday. But they'd never celebrate Good Friday. You know why? Because that's when the devil was defeated. Isn't it interesting that one woman called me up? This is hard to believe. Okay. You know, I was checking up on people and the kids coming to CCD, making sure they go to Mass. And the woman said to me, you know, Father, we go to church on all the holidays, Christmas, Easter, and Halloween. Halloween is a pagan holiday. It is not a holiday. It is the feast of darkness, the feast of death. When St. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he was going into pagan nations. who were involved in these very things. The spirit of the air, he calls it. He says, you once belonged to the spirit of the air. You once belonged to the spirit of the air, that you gave yourself to false gods. But Paul went in to proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood, the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection. And people turned from paganism to Christianity. That's why he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Paul was facing a pagan culture, the spirit of the air. They were worshiping false gods. They were into the occult. Paul preached the gospel of Christ. He preached the power of the blood. He preached the mercy of God. They were converted from their paganism to Christianity. Therefore, he says, anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Paul went into the pagan nations and proclaimed Christ Jesus as Lord, Christ Jesus as victor, Christ Jesus as the Lord who broke death and the feast of death on the cross. That's what he proclaimed. And people believed and were saved. People believed and they gave up their pagan practices. You read the Acts of the Apostles, when the people come to burn all their books on the occult and on magic. You read it and see that they burned all these things. Whoever speaks of these things anymore, whoever talks of these things to warn people, you don't play with the devil, because the devil is not playing with you. You don't delve with the devil, because the devil is not playing with you. Who talks about these things? And who talks about the remedy? The blood of Jesus that broke the devil's back. The blood of Jesus that forgives our sins. The blood of Jesus that heals our bodies. The blood of Jesus that brings us into the life of God. Who talks about these things? We're in the opposite experience now. We were a so-called Christian nation, now going back to the old religion of paganism. How many people are involved in paganism? How many people are involved in, I'll tell you another story. When I came to this parish, I was receiving these notes from people, you're nothing but a 50s priest, 50s. And I said, you know what, they didn't go far enough. I go back to 38, 40. I go back to Peter and Paul, I'm not going back to 50s. And I remember this woman that told me she was not going to be coming to my parish anymore. Because you know what, she was Irish and she was delving into the Irish occult. She said, that's part of our culture. St. Patrick called them from that. That's what St. Patrick called them from. Patrick and his companions called Ireland from the age-old religion of the earth to Jesus Christ and to the Trinity. But the earth abhors a vacuum. And if our people are not being fed the cross of Jesus, the power of the blood, the power of the Holy Spirit, they will look other places. They will look, and they will, with great, you know, simplicity, and they don't even know what they're doing, they will honor the feasts of darkness, not knowing what they do. And they open a door to the enemy of our souls. But you see, this is reality. But that's why St. Paul said to the pagan nations, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I come in with the light, and the light scatters the darkness, and the darkness cannot take over the light, for Christ is the light of lights, and the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. I understand that in some parishes, the witches meet with their ecumenical group. Imagine Wicca that worships Mother Earth, paganism meets in their ecumenical groups. I would want to throw up. I will not give any money to Salem State College. I graduated there. I graduated from there. And they used to have a course on witchcraft, and I sent them a letter and said, since you have a course on witchcraft, I'm a graduate, can I do a course on Christianity? I never heard from them. You have a course on witchcraft. Could I do a course on Christianity? Never heard from them, so I never gave them a cent. We have so fallen from grace. And you know the sad thing? We don't even know it. But there is hope. And our hope is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our salvation is in the cross of Jesus and in his blood. The Feast of Fatima tells us that, you know what? If we do not repent as a church and as a nation, what is happening in our nation will only get worse. People will lose more jobs. There will be more violence. There will be more abortions. Let me also tell you this. Do you know at Boston College, the law school, do you know what they advertise on their website? I'm going to tell you. Planned Parenthood. Boston College. The law school advertises Planned Parenthood. I remember the Archbishop said that we are selling our property to our friends. They are not my friends. Words mean something. They advertise baby killing. It's kind of pathetic. And not a word is said. And the only remedy is the cross of Jesus Christ. The only remedy is the gospel of Jesus. The only remedy is the blood of the Lamb. Paul went into every pagan nation, every pagan city, and proclaimed the light of life. We think we can walk side by side with the pagans. They will conquer us because we have no power. They will conquer us because they do have power, and it's connected to hell. These are days to pray. These are days to repent. These are days to proclaim the cross. These are days to stand against paganism and proclaim Jesus as the Lord. These are those days. Let me tell you about some of the things that are happening. There will be a Fatima Rosary throughout the country on October 16th at 10:30 a.m. One will take place at Brookline. You meet at the corner of Beacon Street and Webster Street. For further information, 617-277-5478. 617-277-5478. They are really remembering the final miracle of Our Lady of Fatima. There is also a meeting in the Green at Natick at 10:30 a.m. All over the country, people are going to be praying the rosary at the same time, meditating on the mysteries of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God some people are responding. Thank God. yesterday because people were at the abortion mill. A family went in to have the abortion. One last word was spoken to the man by Eleanor. Listen to this. They came out because they were having twins. When nobody is out at the abortion mill, it's like Filene's basement. There was a woman who went in with some Chinese people, and she went in as the translator. She came out weeping. She says, "It is so evil in there, and I helped them kill their baby." When nobody is outside Planned Parenthood, it's like Filene's basement. 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. Will you go? Will you just go to pray? 1055 Commonwealth Avenue in Brookline. This is so pathetic. This is so pathetic, because don't tell me that that place where they kill children is not in honor of Satan. Don't tell me. I know. That is a satanic place, offering children to the devil. And only we can make a difference if we would be brave enough to go and pray and put our actions with our words. It's easy to talk on pro-life, but who will do the difficult thing? If they weren't there yesterday, twins would have been killed. Do you understand that? I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East, Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East, Boston, Mass. 02128. We'll be praising the Lord at Holy Rosary at 1 o'clock today, and you're welcome to come. 1 o'clock. And tonight I have the Mass at 7:30. You're welcome to come. Remember, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East, Boston, Mass. 02128. The Lord is wonderful. We've won the victory. We just have to keep on praying and defeat the enemy through the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the power of the cross, which is our only salvation. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.